Let's get ready to rumble!
Lace up those sneakers, lift those weights. It's another 10-minute episode on May Contain. I'm Soaps.
And I'm Gander.
And for this one, we're going to talk about gyms and how often we do not go to them.
Yeah, you've done this as well then.
Yeah, I already... The second that you brought up the topic, the first thing I thought of is, and I forget, how many gyms...
I've signed up to...
And never gone.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason why I want to talk about this, I had a mate that came up to me recently. And he's like, mate, join in a gym. And my reaction is like, don't do it, man. It'd be the worst decision you've ever done.
Yep.
That's the way I see it. And I would have joined 3 or 4 gyms in the past.
I think you've got one up on me. I reckon I've joined 3.
Yeah.
And I reckon each one had something different about it.
Yeah.
That I'm like... I'll use that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I think the first one I had was the Nelunga Leisure Centre, which is close to where we are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the reason why that is part of the package...
Was the swimming pool.
Is the swimming pool.
Okay, yeah. You know, like, I'll use that.
I'm like, done. Yeah. I can pay for that, right? I think I went twice in my year subscription.
Yeah.
Once to use the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... The second time is we've had all these, like, Anytime Fitness places open up now.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all 24 hours now.
So you've done one of them as well?
So I'm like, yep, no worries. I'll sign up to that.
Yep.
I can go after work.
I can go at 2 in the morning if I wanted. Why not?
Exactly. I finish work at 2 in the morning.
I can tell you why. Because you want to go to sleep.
Yes.
At 2 in the morning.
So do you know what I always do? I'm like, I'm driving home.
Yeah.
And there's, like, an Anytime Fitness.
Yeah.
And there's a, like, a McDonald's. Yeah. Both are 24 hours.
Yeah, always.
It's so easier to stop in at the 24-hour Macca's, go through your drive-thru,
go on,
carry on home, instead of going to the gym, get out of the car.
It takes effort.
Do it and getting further tired. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm going to be too tired to drive home. I'm not going to risk that.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
But I reckon my third gym was almost the same thing as the 24-hour one.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know the way you see it, because every time I sign up, I'm like, if I sign up, I have to do it. Because I'm spending money, I might as well do it. If I just go each time, I'm not going to do it. But if I sign up, I have to go.
Yeah, that's the way I justify it as well.
Yeah.
And then eventually gets to the point where I'm like, I'll sit there for a fortnight.
Yeah.
And another $20 comes out. And I'm like, I can justify it. It's just $20. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm still signed up. So I still have the option to go.
Yeah.
Before you look back at it and a year's gone past, and it's like, would you like to renew your subscription?
Yeah.
I'm like... Maybe not.
Yeah.
I've spent X amount of hundreds.
And I think that's why people, you know, the selfies at the gym?
Yes.
They're like, I just did this 10-minute workout and take a picture of yourself drinking an energy drink. Yep. Hey, protein! Like, they have to do that.
Yes.
Because if they don't do that, they're spending money and no one's seeing anything about it. Like, that's their, I feel good.
So instead of getting the results of having a better body from going to the gym, you're like, I won't get those results. But here's a photo of me at the gym, just to say I've gone.
It's perceived lifestyle. It's the social media of today.
Yeah.
I went to Mount Lofty this morning with Molly.
Yes.
I took a picture at the top of the mountain. I didn't run up there, but I tell you, the pose I did was me. Woohoo! Superman pose. Because that's what we do. And the gym is very much like that. You go, I'm going to go to the gym. Like, I used to go to the gym when I was single. Oh, I'm going to see heaps of chicks down here at the gym working out. I'm going to be, you know, working out, pumping some weights. They're going to see me. I'm going to look like Wolverine. It's going to be awesome. No. I've seen the caliber at the gyms. It's not very well.
We're all the same caliber. Yeah, and there's no one else there who is fit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And to face it, I'm one of those guys where if I put in any kind of effort, I'm that idiot that's lifting weights.
Yep.
And making those kind of noises.
I get to the point where I'm just sort of like, what am I doing? Like, I'm feel like I'm just sweating for no reason. Like, I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I haven't achieved anything. But what you just said before about climbing to Mount Lofty, right?
Yeah.
I actually really enjoy that climb.
Yeah.
Right? There's also other walking trails that I've done.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I feel I get more out of them than what I have at any gym ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even found this out last night, right? This is how much I do not need a gym. And I don't know why. I'm not signed up to one at the moment.
Yeah.
Nor do I think I ever will be in the future.
Yeah.
Because normally I get home and I do 4 laps of the block at home.
You just, yeah, and it's a right? brisk walk, you'd say.
It
brisk
is,
walk.
Yeah. Yeah. And one block is 1 kilometer.
Okay.
Exactly.
So 4Ks.
It's perfect.
It's 4K walk.
Right? Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, well, you're Fitbit. Yeah,
yeah, Fitbit, count it all up.
Loving it.
But on that walk, I realize if I'm cruising along, mm-hmm. I can slow it down and I can relax a bit.
You do it at your own pace.
But I'm not sweating. Last night, I'm like, what happens if I do my 4K walk without leaving the spot that I'm on?
Okay, like on the spot, you're up and down.
Yeah.
You looked weird.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I have never sweat so much in my life. It was disgusting.
Were you like, you had to touch your feet? Was it one of those, put your hand out?
No. Like, I mean, like just walking just on the spot. On like, the spot. I was pretty much just moonwalking on pace.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I had the Fitbit on, obviously.
Yeah.
I had my phone laying in front of me on the table.
Yeah.
And watching my steps go up. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, cool. Or I'm like, I'm this many off. I might just need another 100. Yeah. Just need 100 more.
Yeah.
Cool, up to like so many thousands. And I realize I'm getting it. I'm sweating. And at the end of it.
Yeah.
I felt tired. I'm like, I feel so much better than ever going outside.
Well, that's because I'm assuming if you're walking on the spot, you're lifting as if you're going uphill. It's 4Ks uphill.
Yeah.
Because if you walk on the spot, you have to lift your knees.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're walking forward,
you sort of drag yourself.
You got momentum.
Yeah.
You're like a zombie.
zombie.
Well, you know what I mean. You don't have to lift your feet. You can just drag it and do it that way. But and that's the premise of what you're talking about, apart from the whole walking on the spot bit, is it's like Rocky III. You do not need a gym.
Yep.
Ivan Drago went to the gym. And then you've got Rocky Balboa lifting trees, walking knee-deep in snow.
Yeah.
You know, it's just called living.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that you can do more away from a gym. I think the idea of a gym is what carries it. And that is why gyms are still around.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's not for everyone. I honestly believe there are people out there that get the best quality out of the gym.
Oh, and they look good.
Yeah, and they say, cool, went to the gym, did that, perfect. But for me, I reckon lifting 2 buckets of water a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Just living like, you know, poor man's gym, I guess.
Yeah.
That's for me.
I'm unfit.
I think we're both unfit.
All right. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, I've reached a point in my life where I'd prefer to be unfit.
Yes.
And happy than go to a gym, look like friggin' Iron Man.
Yep.
And not be good.
I don't think Tony Stark looks that great anyway.
No, I mean like actual Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Like, yeah, those are. Which brings me on a funny documentary that they filmed. It's called I Want to Look Like That Guy.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
No.
It's about a dude. Anyone that's out there, please go out and get this any means possible. Download it if needed. I don't care.
We don't encourage that.
No, we don't. But anyway, I don't know how else you can get it. But it's called I Want to Look Like That Guy, and it's about a dude that wants to look like, you know those fitness advert dudes?
Yeah.
He wants to look like that.
All right.
He's an average Joe, and it's a year in his life, and it's 6 months working as hard as you can at the gym.
Yep.
And after those 6 months, they assess him, and they show how good he is and how well he looks, and then the next 6 months is they're going to enter him into an Ironman contest.
Right.
So he goes from a year being a very overweight man to a super athlete.
Yeah.
And you see everything. And it's really weird because you see him at the pinnacle of his height. You know, he looks the best.
Yeah.
And he is a wreck. He hates it. But he has to, because you know Ironmen, they can only, like the day of the competition, they can only eat like the minimal food.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they can work out, eat, and sleep. That's the only things that they can do.
Yeah.
Their body won't handle it the rest.
No.
And they can only stay maintained in that tip-top condition for 1 to 2 days.
Because there's no real strength there, really. It's all...
To lose that body fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the every little confinement that you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. So... but yeah, I'm over gyms. I'll never join another gym.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I reckon it's just one of those things that, yeah, it's just not for me. I'm not going to sign up to another one. I'm still losing the weight. I was much, much bigger, going a year and a half back.
Yep.
But I reckon I'm still losing the weight, but I'm not going to use a gym to do it. I'm just going to eat better, keep up the walking and stuff like that.
And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So your advice on anyone thinking about joining a gym?
Yep.
Don't do it.
Yep, that's it. That's for me.
Yeah, that's it. So, guys, jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
or on Twitter at @me_contain for any extra info.
Okay, guys, lift those rocks, chop some wood, but whatever you do, do not join a gym. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps. Thanks for listening, guys.
I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting. I wanted to be a star in films. Everyone had the same line that it can't be done. Just look at your body. You have this huge, monstrous body, overly developed. That doesn't fit into the movies. But, you know, I didn't listen to orders. These were their rules. I was convinced I could do it. And then I got the big break in Conan the Barbarian.